Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The Commanders made an interesting move yesterday that kind of slipped under the radar right after the show, and I missed it until this morning.
Mm-hmm.
They actually signed Zane Gonzalez to the active roster,
mm-hmm.
the place kicker who missed two field goals on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And why that's interesting and important, I guess, is because after Sunday, we all walked away thinking, oh, well, they're either going to have a new kicker when they return against New Orleans, or they're going to have a big workout and probably sign somebody because Zane Gonzalez is on the practice squad.
Mm-hmm.
And they can just stash him there, but they can't play him in the New Orleans game unless they activate him to the 53-man roster.
Mm-hmm.
Yet yesterday, 13 days before they had to, they signed him to the 53-man roster,
mm-hmm.
off the practice squad. And I was like, wait a second, what are they doing? And I still don't know for sure what they're doing, but the way I took that was not, oh, hey, we love Zane Gonzalez and we are committed to him and he's our kicker. It was, well, somebody might be poking around and might try and sign him while we're off on a bye and while he's on our practice squad.
Could
so we're
well
going to put
that.
Him on our 53 and protect him that way.
Could very well be that.
Do they need a new kicker or are you comfortable with Zane Gonzalez going down to New Orleans in 13 days if that's their decision?
Look, man, my philosophy is that when you start talking about specialists,
mm-hmm.
leave it to specialists. They know him. They're around him. I'm not going to be sitting on a couch or in a stadium and making an assessment about a skill set that I have no knowledge about or value into it. Because it's three people to me. You know, it's the holder, snapper. It's a combination. So they like it. I like it. If they don't like him, I don't like him. I follow whatever they get into because I trust that they put the work in and they see him a hell of a lot more than I do.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Sure. I mean, we only see the end results.
There you go.
And he was really reliable up until Sunday.
He had a problem with his hair. I mean, it was something he was trying to get. He didn't seem comfortable.
With his hair?
Before he put his helmet. Did you notice that, genius?
I did not.
Yeah, oh, that was obvious to me.
He kept on pushing his hair over. Like, it had to be there. It was a real OCD moment.
Well, how about getting a haircut?
No, because
no, it was cut. It was just that, like, the hair was going that way, and it had to be. And every time he put his helmet down,
it didn't work. He was off.
It didn't feel right, so he had to take it off, refresh.
Just a little thing, Drewster. It's a little thing.
I didn't notice that.
It bugged the hell out of me because I kept thinking.
Real OCD.
There you go.
So could that have contributed to him missing two
field
goals?
Very well, man. These guys, you got to understand. Now, I haven't spoken to Mosley about it, but I think anybody that, if you look down in Baltimore, if he's having an issue, then anybody can
have an issue. Oh, he's having a major issue.
But so it shows you because these guys are so into the patterns and everything. When I saw him dealing with his, I didn't know what was going on. That bugged me. I thought, there's something going around in his head. Yeah.
This is great investigative journalism I was unaware of.
Well, you don't listen to the Will.
I mean, well, of course I don't.
Right,
why would I?
Well, I get it.
I mean,
all kidding aside, it bugged me. I kept watching. I thought, wait a minute.
Is and this was wrong? before every time he would put on his helmet?
Absolutely.
Just sent you the link to the video the miss when it was 28-0.
Yeah.
Going to,
so you
try to be 20-31.
With all the network people.
You did this, during...
just now, on Twitter.
Oh, okay,
so,
on Twitter. All right, so...
We got
so
you
let
back,
me see
Rooster.
Here. Okay, I see. Like, he's swiping at his hair.
It's
swiping
his chin
at his
strap that keeps on hitting his hair, and he keeps on feeling it move.
Yeah. There's something going wrong with that.
So, dude, I totally missed this. Completely
Rooster,
missed
you're
this.
You're human, man.
No, I mean, you know,
you're
like, human. I'm hobnobbing, like you
well,
said,
you
with,
got
you know.
You're a celebrity.
With the upper-level elite, like Rick
Snyder. You should
have
your own area in the booth.
You know, Grant Paulson.
Area.
Craig Hoffman's watching Formula
Hoffman,
One next to me.
And?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, Mitch Tischler, J.P. Finley.
Well,
I mean.
I don't know how you guys get any work done.
I don't know. So, are we, so basically, are we getting at something here that it is possible, not definite, you said, they know, but it is possible that Zane Gonzalez missed one of the two kicks, both of the kicks, because he was having something wrong, something like OCD, as Maddie said.
Could have been.
Yeah.
Who knows?
So did that ever happen to you when wearing a helmet? Like, did anything ever feel like really uncomfortable so much so
Dude,
that you...
a goon has nothing in common with a specialist. So it doesn't matter. I mean, you that's
yeah,
not...
but you all have to wear a helmet.
No, but you'd have to discuss... That's like Mo's. I have to ask Mo. Mo, because you got to be so succinct about doing one thing. Imagine having the weight of the world of 52 other dudes waiting and looking at you about one thing. I think what kickers do is amazing. To come in an arena packed, everybody, and everything stops just for you. It's an amazing skill set. I was lucky enough to play with the MVP of a league and see this guy do it, man. And he's the dude's a stud. I respect all of them, but I'd have to, and again, because we've shared his relationship with our special teams coaches. When I see the guy in Baltimore who's an absolute Mack truck, when I see what's going on with him, these guys, it's a mental thing too. And so it's like I've heard the great golfers talk about it, and it's just not – they're not off that much.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just
what's like the mental yips, like we've seen it in baseball, right? Like
second base
for your Los Angeles Dodgers way back, Steve Sachs, right?
I remember.
Just stop being able to throw from second to over to first.
So I remember. I think what Essek is saying is that it's nervous. It's so many things could go on. Obviously, they trusted in him. They're going to work it out with him, and so not to be a killjoy.
I wonder
but I'm
if there's
you.
Anything to this. I'm kind of floored by it. And
even
the reason
the
why I'm fascinated by it is because he had been so good in a very short sample size, but he had been so clean up until Sunday in the, I guess it was the three games that he had kicked in. Was it three games? I guess it was two games that he kicked in, because then they brought back Austin Seibert for
the
Dallas game.
Look at the guys who just have dropped passes that are right thrown right to him, and they're pro. You go,
it's
it can
interesting.
Happen.
I mean, everybody has some semblance of that.
Yeah,
I mean,
everybody.
Yeah, Doc, when you woke up, did you have a game day tradition that you would do that would like help you get in the right frame of mind for the game? Did you do something that you like every game day you kind of had that you did?
Just get there hours before. The key is getting there. Because there's always that chance the tire blows or that somebody's wrecked. I was petrified about not being there. If what you get there, everything's good.
But if you were running late, you were not feeling as good for the game because you didn't hit your marks.
Yeah, certain things you just want to be in sync with patterns with it. And a lot of people do it. I think the important thing is that nothing happens if you don't get there.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I don't care how good your plan
that's
is.
That's so Doc.
If you don't get there,
everyone else puts their pants on one leg at a time, or a certain leg, or has, you know, something in their suitcase or in their locker.
Doc's like, there.
You know, you get there.
Nothing else matters until you get there.
Yeah, because if you do all the things you're talking about and you're late, who cares? It don't matter, brother.
Fair.
Be there an hour early.
That's fair.
The thing that I focus on.
That's fair.
Be on time. You know anybody's been late lately?
Let me think about that.
Just think about it.
Okay. I'll let you know during the next
break. You know, nobody in your life is late consistently.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.